Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Everybody 6 feet apart. All right, I'll take this off for a couple minutes. Good morning. What a great day it is here in Buffalo, New York at St. John Baptist Church. And I do want to thank our host here this morning. Reverend Chapman has been a dear friend of mine for well over a decade and a half, perhaps even longer. And I want to thank him for his spiritual leadership, but also his leadership in terms of developing our community and bringing people back to work. We've had many conversations about giving people the opportunity to get good paying jobs in Western New York. And so we worked closely together on many projects. But here, we're here together for something really significant, something that is really life-saving. So to Pastor Chapman, and I'm also joined by Reverend Mark Blue, the president of the Buffalo NAACP. He'll be speaking in a couple of moments. Dr. Levon Ansari, who's the CEO of the Community Health Center of Buffalo and a member of the Western New York Equity Health Equity Task Force. Thank you very much for just giving me the tour a couple minutes ago. Dr. Quick is here from St. John's as well, so thank you for allowing me a few minutes of your time this morning. So I had a chance to stop by here on my way to more travels, but I wanted to come here to see one of our very first pop-up vaccination sites. And you're going to see more of these. There's 8 churches across the state of New York opening today. It is a one-day endeavor. It is the ability to administer over 250 doses in communities and in locations that have been identified by the Western New York and also the statewide health equity task force. What's that all about? We have said from the very beginning that we are going to make sure that the vaccine allocation is targeted to specific priority groups first, nursing homes, healthcare workers, essential workers, police, fire, teachers, etc., people over the age of 75. But we're also very cognizant of the fact that this virus has not been fair in who it attacks. It has taken more lives of people of color. Almost double the number of blacks and browns have died compared to those of the white population. So it is critical that we get into these communities directly in a place where it's accessible and easy for them to get to. So this is a prototype of what we're going to be doing, particularly on that day when we finally have enough supply to meet the demand. And as you've heard me say, a week ago I was here opening the UB South facility, talking about how that's going to be a state site for as long as there are supplies, and we hope they continue. But places like these are going to be where we can really, in a very unique targeted setting, be able to reach people who are among the most vulnerable in our community. So that is why this is a good day. And I want to thank ECMC for also partnering with us. They're working with us to administer doses. I just had the opportunity to literally talk to some of the people who are either waiting after there's a 15-minute waiting period after they receive their injection to make sure that there's no ill effects. I also had a chance to talk to people who are lined up and ready to go, or actually sitting down and ready to go to be registered for this as well. And there is a uniform sense of relief in those two rooms, people can finally feel like that they will not be a victim to this virus, that they will have the shield, the armor protecting them as they go out into this battle, which seems unrelenting as we hear about more strains coming from elsewhere around the world. So this is our weapon. This is our weapon in this war. And I spoke about this last week at UB South. We're doing it here. We're doing it all over the state of New York. Just as last week, I had to talk about this as well. Eligibility does not equal availability. You've repeated this, but I think it's important to keep reminding the public. This is frustrating for us. It is frustrating for all of you, and we understand that. But the analogy that is very close is what we went through with testing. If you recall, early in the first months of this pandemic, in order to isolate people who've been exposed and protect others from contracting this virus, it was important that we get people tested. But there was a shortage of swabs, of vials, of the reagents. I remember we went all over looking for these. We sent people to China in search of these reagents so we could open up more testing sites. When we first started, we did 1,000 tests a day. We were so excited to be able to get 1,000 tests a day. Last week, we averaged about 300,000 tests a day. We will get to that same place with the vaccines, but there is so much out of our control in the state of New York. And even the distribution, we've identified different areas, different entities, where different populations will be able to receive the vaccination. As I mentioned, healthcare workers in the hospitals, the counties responsible for the public workers, essential workers, the pharmacies 65 and older. And you all know what a wrench that threw into the process when it went from 75 to 65 literally overnight, taking the eligible population from 2.1 million to 7 million without a single more dose. In fact, they actually cut us after that. So are we optimistic about a new administration? Yes. At least there's been an acknowledgement that there should be a federal response to this crisis, that this is not just a state-by-state basis, and or that the states are personally responsible. We are responsible for getting it out there, but we have to get it in our hands first. So we're working closely with the Biden administration to find ways to help them in any way they need our assistance. It's a good news story that the president has invoked the Defense Production Act, which allows them to manufacture more of the product necessary to get the vaccines out to people. That's great. But I have to also manage expectations. A little reality check here. It's hard to accept the fact that there is a vaccine out there, and there'll be countless individuals who are not able to receive it at this time simply because there is a shortage of supply. But just to reframe where we are, just this past week, we acknowledged the one-year anniversary of the first COVID patient identified in the United States of America. Our first case in New York State was in March. The fact that in December, we were already injecting this life-saving vaccine into the arms of healthcare workers and nursing home patients and staff is nothing short of extraordinary. So we are still ahead of schedule in terms of what we were told at the beginning. We were told initially it would be 18 months to 2 years minimum before there'd be a single vaccine even ready for approval from the FDA. So I think this is quite an accomplishment. The medical teams, the researchers, the people at the pharmaceutical companies, the approval process, and our actual additional approval process from the state of New York, so we felt comfortable with this process and the product, have all gone successfully. The only question is supply. We could do over 100,000 doses a day in the state of New York without blinking an eye. There are so many places that want to be open. We could open up mass sites. We could open targeted sites and go to more churches, community centers, public housing, from the most rural parts of Allegheny County up to Lake Ontario, and every community in between. This is the Western New York region. We have a health equity task force that is going to continue working with us to identify the areas where we think it's going to be harder to reach people and overcome hesitation. And that may sound a little strange at this point, because there is such strong demand for this virus, for this vaccine, that everybody wants to get their hands on and get their arm into it. But there are communities, particularly communities of color, where there is a natural suspicion, because there have been experiments done in the past where they took advantage of people. The Tuskegee experiment is something you say that to someone who's family lived to this, or they know people who've lived to this. It is frightening to think what the government did to their own people not that long ago. So we have to understand that and address that. And to have places like this where people feel comfortable and secure, that this is something safe, that they're not part of a larger experiment, because this is a real concern. So the day is going to come when we're going to have plenty of supply. And we're going to be looking to have the media assist us in getting the message out about the safety of this. Because if we don't get 70 to 90% of our population vaccinated, we will not achieve the herd immunity necessary to finally declare that this war on the COVID virus is finally over and we won it. So that's what I just wanted to acknowledge today. I thank you all for coming out. And again, you had to see the faces of people who had their vaccine who were sitting there. I watched them get their vaccination. I did my public service by distracting them. I talked about the Bills game. I'm not sure I cheered anybody up with that commentary, but we did talk about a rebuilding year and how we're going to come back even stronger next year, not just the Buffalo Bills, but all of Western New York and our state. So it was a personally and emotionally positive experience for me just to see these people who are sitting there all high-fiving each other and so excited and happy to be among the individuals able to receive this vaccine today. Any questions? Dave?
Yes, thank you. You talked about a mistrust of the vaccine in certain communities. I know that you talked about this campaign that's coming up, but the governor sent out essentially public service announcements yesterday to try and tell people that the vaccine is safe and to get it. But the same governor spent several months starting the fall saying the vaccine can't be trusted because the president was incompetent, orange man bad, and you can't trust this guy. And now, I mean, how much of that lays at the feet of the governor, though, for several months saying you can't trust this, and now having to turn around and convince people that you can?
No, I don't think that's at all what the governor was doing. He was simply saying that we're concerned about the pace of this, we're concerned about the fact that the president himself said, I want this done by Election Day. He telegraphed to the nation that he was injecting politics, that he wanted a result to be able to tell the people on before Election Day that he was the one who accomplished this goal. Anybody would be suspicious of that timetable. The timetable should be driven by the science, the data, the experts, the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, the CDC, not by an artificial date known as Election Day. So I think we all saw through what the president was trying to do, and the governor wanted to let people know that we are going to have our own team of experts working in conjunction with the FDA. We had a lot of conversations that we wanted to just give it our final stamp of approval, and that's exactly what we did, all to build confidence. So I think it was the president himself who injected the suspicion about this process as opposed to the governor. Next question.
Would you think, though, that this is kind of, these pop-up sites are robbing Peter to pay Paul? Because as we know, Erie County, for example, has had to cancel multiple days worth of appointments because they don't have the supply.
This is a one-day pop-up in order for people to be almost the ambassadors. The people who are here today are first and are saying, I'm willing to do this. They're going to go out and talk to their families and their fellow church members and people at work and to help build that trust. This is an important investment of these vaccines at this time to build the confidence in these communities. And with respect to Erie County, we're going to continue working with them to get them as much supply as we can. And there's not one site that's handling it. Erie County will be doing the public workers, and I'm in constant contact with the county executives. On Friday, I have my regular, I'm on phone calls constantly with the county executives, understanding their needs, but also their public health departments are engaged with our health equity task force and our hub vaccine hub every single day. So we're working really closely with them.
Are these pop-up sites though taking away from the county's supply of the vaccine?
There is an allocation that comes based on the percentage of eligible individuals. The governor has a formula. So when we get 300,000 a week, we know how many can come to an area. Then they reduce it to 250,000. This week we have 250,400 this week. And they actually only gave us half of the doses. Instead of all at once, we got half. And so we're still waiting for the other half. So it is hard. I understand it's hard for the counties and others to do wide-scale scheduling. And we learned that early on because all of a sudden, unbeknownst to us, the supply is cut. So I think we're just, and people are understanding, this is an evolving process, and we're trying to manage people's expectations. So the reality is it's probably better not to be scheduling further out. You know, when we thought there was going to be plenty of supply, it made sense. Now that we realize a couple weeks into this, the supply is not going to be counted on until more is produced, that having lots of people signed up is just a point of frustration for them.
Kathy, a similar question as what Allie was just asking, and this is regarding the UB South site, the state-run vaccination site. Could you explain the state's rationale for opening that up, but knowing that Erie County and other places have had to cancel appointments? Why open up this place when other places have to cancel?
We're taking care of different pools of people. Okay, nursing homes, take care of our nursing homes. Pharmacies handle 65 and up. Healthcare workers handled by the hospitals. Erie County handling public workers, publicly paid individuals, teachers, firefighters, police, etc. Then there's a large population of other individuals who fall between the cracks or that the state can help pick up. So it's been the challenge is to get people to understand that not every site is the right one for them. And so opening this site also, UB South, I think is more convenient for people to get to. I think that was a good location in terms of the population of people on the east side of Buffalo. Again, we're also talking about populations that have a much higher death rate and higher rate of contracting the virus and having serious consequences and ending up in the hospital. UB South meets that need. This pop-up sites meets this need, and there'll be more sites just like this.
What's a realistic forecast between now and, say, August? You know, if you're trying to tell people, if you had to guess today when the general population will start being able to get the vaccine, what's your best guess as to what month we're looking at?
Based on this week's supply? If this week's supply continues, August, September, I'm in that category. I'm thinking August. But also, this is hopefully our worst-case scenario. We still are waiting for Johnson & Johnson. One dose, you don't need to come back for two. AstraZeneca, if they get approvals and we can increase the number of manufacturers providing this to the federal government, this could change overnight. That could be cut in half if we can all of a sudden get the supply. So that's the challenge. So I think just to manage expectations, we save further out. Could it be less than that? Yes, of course it can be.
If the pharmacies are handling the seniors, hospitals are handling the hospitals, and the counties are handling the EMS and the front lines workers, and you guys are handling, you say, fall through the cracks. I don't even know what that means, but but the county's having to cancel their clinics. Seems like the focus is on the elderly population. Was there any thought to maybe telling the counties, okay, you know what, we need help getting these older folks, so you open your clinics older folks. That way you would have more sites to get those older folks vaccinated quicker. In other words, kind of converting their role. Is there any thought to that?
Yeah, but the problem is it's not a shortage of sites.
Yeah.
And if we can't just be focusing on age-based population, because then what happens to the teachers who need to get back to school soon, and the police officers and first responders. So we wanted the county to handle that responsibility. So I think it's, you know, that's why it's been broken out. And will there be fine tuning? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the early, very early stages of this process. So
I'll take one more question.
Mr. Governor, Southern Witness News has repeatedly asked for an on-camera interview with the Department of Health spokesperson so that we can ask some of these critical questions that our viewers have. Why has the state denied that request?
Let me ask the state for you on why they denied. You've asked for them to have the head of the health department, Dr. Zucker? I don't know.
Even a Department of Health spokesperson.
Okay.
Honestly, at the suggestion of your press secretary.
Right, okay.
And that request has been repeatedly denied.
Okay, well, I haven't denied the fact that I'm willing to ask. I will continue to ask on your behalf. Sandra, last question.
I'm curious to know whether or not there's been given any thought to actually rolling back eligibility, given that there is not enough vaccine for the people who, if you're saying August, there had been a much more restrictive rollout, and then the governor opened it up much, much wider. Has there been any thought given to limiting the number of folks who can get the vaccine so there isn't this ongoing frustration of people who know they're eligible but actually can't access the vaccine and might not be able to access it for months?
You're absolutely right. You know, we had a plan where we thought we would hit majority of the population, you know, later spring. You know, that was based on the early categories 1A, 1B, about 2.1 million people in that, and that was 75 and up. And we're certainly going to be getting to people with underlying health conditions too, which will be part of the group of people that the state can handle. But when the federal government says that 65 is and up is eligible, the governor said that he didn't want seniors in the state of New York, seniors being over 65 now, to feel that they're being denied something that's given to people in their age group elsewhere in other states. So it's really the CDC. If they hadn't done that, I think it'd be easier for us to manage this. But once it's eligible, how are we to say that, no, we're not going to give it to you? So we did open it up with the hope that the vast pharmacy chain, we have over 1,200 sites right now that are eligible to and are ready to go. I mean, as soon as the supplies come in. So it has made it more of a challenge, no doubt about it. But I don't know that there's talk about now telling 65-year-olds you're not going to get it, even though your, you know, 66-year-old brother in another state can. You know, we feel like this is also national guidance that came to us from the CDC, and that's what we're following here in New York.
And we'll have
thanks,
to
everybody.
People come back in 3 weeks then and get their set. I mean, are they guaranteed that you'll come back with a pop-up clinic essentially in 3 weeks for number two, right?
Yes, they're all set. Yeah, they're already scheduled to come back, and you know their dates. It might have been February 15th, I think I heard from someone say. They're already set, yes. We want to make sure we have enough supply for that. Thank you all for coming out. I really appreciate all the attention you've given to this issue. It's really important to get information out to the public and help them understand what we're going through and how we're doing the best we can under tough circumstances. Thanks, everybody. Reverend Blue, Reverend Blue, were you going to say a few words? Please, I wanted to I let you handle some of the tough questions. All the tough questions go to Reverend Blue. I've got to get on the road. Thank you, Reverend Blue.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Reverend Blue. I'm the president of the Baptist of the NAACP Buffalo branch. I'm also the chairman for the health equity for this area. And one of the things that we are tasked to do is to work with our community partners and to make sure that we have equitable distribution of the vaccine. As you can see with this particular site here, it's just me, one of the first of many. This is a model that we're going to try to emulate in other areas of distressed communities. We have a lot of people who still have barriers in travel and also barriers in using technology to get onto the website to make their appointments. So that's one of the main focuses of the task force, and we're going to be working with everyone to try to make sure. We have five counties that we're dealing with: Cattaraugus, Allegheny, Chautauqua, Niagara, and Erie. So with all of these, we have the members of that task force looking at ways in which we can make sure that we have equitable distribution in all of those counties.
So how did these people make appointments, or didn't they? Are they just showing up?
No, they're not showing up. We're working with Dr. Ansari's group, and also they've been calling to the church to make sure that they have appointments. One of the most important... They've been calling to Dr. Ansari's group. They have a pool of individuals already in this community that they've been calling. And Dr. Ansari,
Dr. Ansari, LaVon Ansari, Community Health Center, Buffalo. What we're finding, because this is our first time, we work with the church, and the church gives us the names and numbers, and we've been up all night putting people in because our seniors do not know how to work the electronic technology for them to get appointments. So we've been calling them and putting them in. So one of the things we have to do with getting it to our communities is be flexible and nimble.
So these people that are here today, you contacted them, or you were all through the church?
Yes.
To be able to know, well, you know, Mrs. Jones is, you know, we know she's 80.
Yes.
And we know she lives alone and she doesn't get on the computer.
Yes.
But she comes to church every Sunday.
Yes.
So we're going to make sure that we give her a call and let her know.
Exactly.
Come on down. Okay. So these people out here, are they all just people?
So the beauty of working with the church is
Doctor, sorry, let me answer that.
Okay. I'm out.
We have 3,000 disciples of this church. I pastor two churches, two campuses, and one village. Mm-hmm. We have 800 individuals in McCarley, 150 seniors in our tower, and the moment the governor's office called and said we would be a site, we put out on flock notes, and everybody that wanted to respond responded to us.
I'm sorry, sir, flat note?
flock notes. It's a way for us to contact everyone within the church.
Okay.
And we sent that list over to Dr. Ansari. There were 250 doses that were available. We got about 500 names. We took the first 250. We sent them over to Dr. Ansari. They called the people, and then Dr. Ansari can talk about that process.
Yes, we put them in the system, got them on a schedule. So we're doing probably about 9 shots, 25 minutes.
Yeah. So these are all folks downstairs that we see. These are folks who attend your church or
yes.
live maybe next
right.
door.
Yes.
In the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are around the corner.
Yeah.
And do you folks know where the next pop-up site is?
Yes, we've scheduled it February 15th. I think we've scheduled it.
No, I'm sorry, the next location where this pop-up
is going to be right here.
Okay.
So one of the things we one of the blueprints that we're using, in order to be a pop-up, you have to use the site twice. You can't send people, you come this way and then next week is somewhere else. Next, when the 21st day come for this shot, that you go somewhere else. We're going to make it the same place. If you came in at 10 o'clock, we're going to make it the same time you came in the first time for the second dose.
But I mean, for those getting a first dose, where else will it be popping up in the community?
We don't know. We're going to handle what we have first.
Did you find a lot of folks when you reached out to them, to Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Smith, to say, hey, we've got a great opportunity for you? Did you find a lot of people saying, nope, I don't want it?
No. What we have, I'm going to, as an African American, I can tell you, we're trying to do some myth busting. One thing you have to do, we're no different than anybody else. We want to be educated. Once we're educated, we can make a decision if we want to take the vaccine or not. Our seniors, listen, these are my mentors. So really, we have physicians. Dr. Martinez is here. We have multiple. So one of the things that we do to make sure we secure our community is that we have the clinical expertise here for them to feel comfortable. So we have physicians, we have pharmacists, we have nurses. So when they come to get the shot, they're comfortable with the level of health care that's here that's going to be provided for them.
Dr. Ansari, can you spell and say your full name and title?
Sure. Lavonne, LAVONNE, Ansari, ANSARI. And I'm the CEO, Executive Director of the Community Health Center of Buffalo.
And you're part of ECMC as well?
No, we're not. We're
okay.
a separate, we're a community health center,
okay.
one of the federally qualified health centers. And one of the things that makes this such a wonderful thing to do is that we partner with the hospital system. So ECMC and the community health centers, we all work together anyway. So I said, okay, you take this part, we take this part, and we just rock and roll.
Reverend Chapman, if you could elaborate on what you think this means to some of the people in your congregation about, yes, these people could have gone on a computer and tried to get an appointment with CVS, but what does it mean to them to be able to come to their own church and get it here in this way? Why is that important, even if it means that other people can't get it?
Convenience and access.
Come a little closer.
Convenience and access.
Yep.
Not only that, but we provide 400 units of housing for families. We have a $85 million worth of assets on the ground. They are comfortable with us. We've been here 93 years. I pastored not St. John 93 years, Gethsemane 70 years. That's 163 years. They respond to me. I don't tell them to take it or not take it, but they should be informed, they should be educated, and they should make a decision not out of fear, but out of faith. And we have the capacity here. Everything you see around here is St. John and Gethsemane. We own 70% of all the property in the Fruit Belt. 15,000 folk here. They respond to us. If Dr. Ansari and the Community Health Center of Buffalo and Erie ECMC, Dr. Casey, not Dr. Vice President of Ambulatory Surgery, Casey Davis, if they support us, we can do 1,500. We got 3 sites. This is the smallest of our site. We could do 1,500 inoculations per day. And we've worked with the governor on other occasions. I worked with Governor Mario Cuomo. Now I'm working with Governor Andrew Cuomo. We deliver. We do multi-million dollar projects. 16 million, we deliver. Community know we deliver. And that's why I'm getting a shot today. because people will see me getting it, and they will say, we know Reverend Chapman would not do something that is against the community or not be supportive of the community.
And Reverend, can you just say and spell your first and last name so we have it?
Michael Chapman, Chapman.
Thank you. That's all the questions.
They're going to, so you're going to see them take their vaccination shots.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.